Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
My problem with Michael Jordan was never black and white. This is Archansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. Yes, Tar Heel legend and NBA billionaire Michael Jordan gave $1 million each to the Institute for Community Police Relations and the NAACP Legal Defense Fund to help build trust following shootings of blacks and police in this country. It was surprising only because Jordan had never publicly stepped up on social issues. Jordan made the infamous statement when asked why he wasn't backing African-American Harvey Gantt for U.S. Senator against Jesse Helms in 1990. He said, "Republicans buy sneakers too." That was a business stance, probably influenced by Nike and MJ's pre-championship days. I actually understood that, and also why Tiger Woods stayed apolitical when he became the world's best golfer. My issue with Jordan wasn't race at all. I believe that when he found himself as the most recognizable figure in the world, that he then could have offered his services to his country in some way that would be appropriate as a worldwide ambassador to visit foreign lands where basketball had made him an international icon, or to head up some agency on fitness and exercise where he could have changed millions of young lives headed in the wrong direction. Jordan's gift wasn't being the greatest basketball player ever. His gift was becoming such a global figure that he almost had a responsibility to use that fame with boys and girls, black and white, young and old, to help them find a better way in life. With his face plastered all over the world, no question he could have become Ali-like in his power of persuasion. Instead, he retreated to a private life of gambling, girls, and golf before buying into the old Bobcats. Jordan's father was killed by a random act of violence in 1993, the seed of his latest philanthropy. But man, what could he have done, not with money, but his own personage, when people would have hung on his every word? I always believed that his fame came with a duty to help mankind that he chose to ignore. Had he, his legacy could have been far different than it is. This is Art Chansky. See you.